Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is funny to me. Yes, it really is. It is funny to me that the Democrats have now folded on the budget thing. And here's the best part about it. The leftists, I mean the real crazy leftists, are outraged. My God, we gave in. We're funding Hitler. Yeah. Okay. It's crazy on the one hand, and it's pathetic on the other. And all around, it meant that good, decent people were without salaries. They were not getting paid for work they were doing. We had air traffic controllers showing up to work, doing exactly what they were asked to do, and they didn't get a nickel. Now, they will get it all back, which, at least in theory, is what makes all of this better. But you try living without a paycheck for a while. Let me know how it works for you. It is why I remind people all the time, right? And it's totally appropriate coming out of our little discussion there with Carl Carlson. I tell people all the time, you have to look out for yourself. You really do. You've got to look out for yourself. There's nobody else that's going to do anything for you. Well, Jeff, I'm friendly with I got it. I got it. You know a lot of great people, and that's great. But when push comes to shove, you got to look out for yourself. And if you're not, then you're going to get caught unawares and empty-handed, and it's really going to be a bad thing. Some people simply work, right? I have a job, Jeff. This is what I do. At the end of the week, I get so much money, and that's it. That's fine. But understand at that point, you're dependent on someone else. You have a business? Great. Remember that businesses can't pay you every single week if it's your business. So there are benefits to each of these things. Sometimes it might not be a bad idea to have a foot in both, you know, now that I'm thinking about it. Michelle Bachmann has now resigned from the Heritage Foundation Board of Directors. We've got Mort Klein joining us at 5:35 to talk a little bit about what the hell is going on at Heritage. Used to be it was the place to go. They did great things, and now this association with Tucker Carlson and anti-Semite, well, now let's not call it a Jew hatred. Let's forget it, because there are other people that could be considered Semitic, right? It's Jew hatred is what it is. And I don't know if Tucker Carlson was simply able to hide his Jew hatred for many years while he was at Fox, or it's a newly discovered hatred for the Jewish people. I don't know. But the Heritage Foundation, for it to have a single solitary shred of dignity in the year 2025, has got to say, we're done. This is not about, quote, canceling people. This is not about silencing people. It's certainly not about the First Amendment rights. You have to be reminded on a regular basis, the First Amendment is all about the government telling you to shut up. Freedom of speech. It's about the government shutting down your freedom to speak freely. That's the First Amendment. It has nothing to do with this. This is an entity in the Heritage Foundation, governed by human beings, obviously, who have to make a choice. Yes, we believe it's important that we stand over here, or we believe it's more important we stand over there. We're going to pick a spot to stand. Okay. That's the way that has to break down. 757 hits me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff, people that say that they love the cold have never spent 2 hours in it directing traffic or taking an accident report. Oh, the worst, right? Directing traffic in a blizzard or cold, freezing sort of a rain. Oh, man, that's bad. You know what else? 757, parade duty. Anybody, do you ever have to work a parade? Like in Philadelphia, we had the Mummers Parade, which, I mean, no offense, but it really is like one of the dumbest parades ever because the Mummers themselves, it's just a silly, silly thing. And it always, I've never been a fan of the Mummers. I'm the one guy from Philadelphia who's not a Mummers fan. So now you know the rest of the story. But that being said, traffic, accident reports, parade duty. Because you got nowhere to go. You've got nowhere to go. And you're not there to watch the parade. You're there to watch the crowd. And make sure the crowd doesn't do something stupid to the people who are doing something stupid as part of the parade. And guess what? The phrase, "and alcohol was involved," is almost guaranteed to come up in whatever reporting or report you write. Guarantee it. Should Elon Musk be a trillionaire? I'm thinking, why not? Right? I'm never going to be a trillionaire. I'm cool with that. I'm never going to be a billionaire. I'm okay with that. But Elon Musk could very well wind up as a trillionaire, and the people at CNN, their heads are just popping right off of their flipping shoulders thinking about it. Let's hear cut number two.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Very briefly, sir, before I let you go, you mentioned income inequality. Do you think that Elon Musk should be a trillionaire? Is that a thing we should have?
I said I'm all for Elon becoming a trillionaire as long as we can have a 5% trillionaire tax. We would have childcare, $10 a day with childcare workers making $20 an hour for the 5% trillionaire tax. My problem is not the wealth generation, it's that it hasn't been taxed. Have a wealth tax on all these billionaires and trillionaires. By the way, there are more of them in my district than anywhere in the world. And if I can be for taxing them more, it shouldn't be a hard vote for the other 434 members of Congress.
So you're okay with making money so long as you can take some of his money. All right. Well, I guess that's okay. I don't know. He's already paying taxes. And whether he makes $1 million or $1 trillion, I guarantee you he's paying taxes. Because Elon Musk is not sitting down with TurboTax at the end of the year and a pile of cocktail napkins trying to figure out what the bills are, right? When you have that much money, it's a little bit like President Trump. Oh, we need to see Trump's taxes. Man, Trump hasn't seen Trump's taxes in years, right? He's not sitting there putting these numbers into it. Yeah, he has a whole staff. Guarantee Elon Musk, same thing, he's got a whole staff that does it. He's not paying his fair share. Well, what do you think is a fair share? 105% of what he made. All right, well, now you really are a communist and an idiot. They do go hand in hand, by the way. How about Scott Bessent? Scott Bessent, one of the smartest guys you're ever going to find, Secretary of the Treasury, he went on with that, George Snuffleupagus, right? And, you got to tell you, I felt a little bit sorry for Snuffleupagus. Cut number three.
President continues to post about ending the filibuster. Is that the best way to end the shutdown right now? Is that what the administration's position is?
No, George, the best way to do it, and look, you were involved in a lot of these in the 90s, and you basically called the Republicans terrorists, and you said that it is not the responsible party that keeps the government closed. And so what we need is five brave, moderate Democratic senators to cross the aisle, because right now it is 52 to 3, five Democrats can cross the aisle and reopen the government. That's the best way to do it, George.
I can disagree with you about the history there, but we don't need a history lesson right now. Let's talk about
what's happening
right now.
If you want, I've got all your quotes here, George.
I'm sure you do.
But let's talk about the situation right now. So you got one purchase on Amazon this week, and that's very much what you said.
It's a mischaracterization of history, but I do want to talk about right now is the best way to end the shutdown right now, to end the filibuster.
The best way is for five Democratic senators to come across the aisle.
Wow. Again, you could almost feel sorry for Snuffleup because if he weren't such a, well, you know. It is 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
And now a News Radio WRVA Centennial Minute celebrating 100 years as the voice of Virginia.
And why did you start saying that at 6:45?
Well, for some, I just figured that a lot of people got up at 6:45 and started their three-minute eggs.
Is that right?
One morning, I say I was late by a minute, and there were more two-minute eggs in Richmond than the law allowed.
Are they duck eggs or?
No duck. Shh. Or him. Where is he this morning?
Did somebody say something?
It was Tim, not me, so help me, Millard. It was Tim. Good morning, Millard.
He went to Delgo School. It's on the 40th.
Millard, I want you to know it's been 12 wonderful years.
Has it been that long?
Yep.
Have we had a duck for that long around?
It sure has. It seems like 120.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.